friend at the show, Brett McMurphy, his new thing recently has been tweeting out birthdays of coaches. Not sure why.
It's nice. It's a nice thing to do.
It's nice.
I guess. I don't know why that's why he's doing it.
Guess whose birthday it is today? Brett McMurphy tweets, "Happy birthday to Baylor's Dave Aranda, who turns 46 years old today."
We got to get him an edible arrangement. Come on, everybody chip in.
Aranda is the third youngest Big 12 head coach and the 45th youngest overall in the FBS.
Okay.
46 years old gets you 45th youngest. I guess in the lower third when you go young. So let us be the first to say happy birthday, Dave. We're not suggesting anything.
It's the right thing to do.
We're just saying happy birthday, Dave. I really hope you enjoy it. I hope you slap some butts today. Do whatever makes you happy. Go in some deep thought somewhere. Whatever you have to do, do whatever makes you happy. Maybe what makes you happy is having interest in a new endeavor.
New challenges. You know, I don't know how they do birthdays in Waco, but in Lincoln, ice cream cake.
Everybody loves new challenges.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dave does. So maybe in honor of you turning 46 today, you really just take a step back and take a look at what you've done in your life. And you think, you know what? Maybe it is time for my next adventure.
Get out of that rut, Dave. Come on.
I don't know what that means. You could do that in a lot of different, it doesn't have to just be your job, but it could be.
Jobs don't define them, Connor.
Could be your job. Let's all send him a happy birthday, a warm happy birthday from us here in the state of Nebraska to Dave Aranda. The other day was Chris Kleiman's birthday.
Ooh, is he on the Twitter? Is Dave on the Twitter?
Ooh, good question. Doesn't seem like it, but...
He doesn't seem like a Twitter guy, but I think in this day and age, you kind of have to maybe have one.
At Coach Dave Aranda on Twitter. He has not tweeted since December 10th, 2021.
Been a minute.
But I'm sure he'll check it. Okay. So go ahead and send a happy birthday his way from us. Make sure you tell him who it's from. And tell him life is full of new adventures, full of new opportunities. But you got to take them. You got to take them. All right. As we said before, today is the Team Jack Radiothon. Really special event, 10 years now in the running. And it's just a day where everybody could sort of come together and you know, we could remember a lot of things. You know, Team Jack has been, a staple in the state for a long time now. So there's a lot of ways that you can get in touch and help. You can go to teamjackfoundation.org. You can donate there. You can call 855-RUN-JACK. That is the old school radiothon way, if you'd like to do that. But our good pal, Jack Mitchell from our sister station in Lincoln, sat down with Boomer Esiason to talk about some of his endeavors in the field. The Boomer Esiason Foundation is a huge, huge deal that's raised over $100 million, I think, for, you know, in support of hospitals and trying to find a cure for cystic fibrosis, the cancer community, kind of joining together. So here's Jack with Boomer. And it's always really good and touching stuff when Boomer gets to chat. Here he is.
Thank you so much for having me. And I want to say this to everybody in the state of Nebraska. Thank you so much for supporting the Team Jack Foundation. It's a wonderful organization. It's an organization that essentially is still in its roots, and it needs as much funding as they possibly can get to continue to make headway against childhood brain cancer. And Jack Hoffman is a hero. His mom and dad are heroes, and certainly Andy has passed away. I know that last year. And, it's just what has befallen this family and how strong Bree is and her shoulders. It's an amazing story, and I just hope everybody continues to get behind it. They are making a difference, and it takes parents and it takes families who who lose somebody to something like this to really make a difference. And that's what happened in our world of cystic fibrosis. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, this particular foundation does mean so much to me.
Boomer, I'm curious what parallels you see between what Team Jack has done over the last 10 years and what you and your family have done with Gunner's battle with cystic fibrosis. Do you see similarities in how each of those efforts, you know, to raise awareness and funding took off?
I do, but, you know, our fight against cystic fibrosis started back in the 50s, and it was started by families much like the Hoffmans and Team Jack Foundation. There has to be the impetus for somebody to get involved. So it's taken us a while to get where we have gotten with cystic fibrosis, but I sit here today in awe of my son, who 31 years ago was born with cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease. When he was diagnosed at the age of 2, they told us that, you know, he probably would go to college, and that would be our hopes. And, you know, as a former quarterback in the NFL and somebody who played quarterback since I was 9 years old, I know what adversity is about. Every game is adversity, for that matter. It's a game of many failures, and you have to overcome those failures in order to win the game of football. But in the game of life, it's very similar. And I was not going to take no for an answer. I was going to try to raise as much money as I possibly could do, much like Andy and Bree, who started Jack, Team Jack Foundation, have tried to do, and then push that money into what we had started with a venture philanthropy fund to fund small biotech and small bioscience companies to go after cystic fibrosis. And, you know, I can only tell you that in around 2017, 2018, there was a major breakthrough. Gunner has benefited from that, as has 90% of the CF population. And Gunner got married in 2020, and he and his wife Darcy had a son born in 2021 on Christmas Eve. His name is Casper. So Gunner is my hero. Casper is our miracle. And this is why I hold out so much hope for people like Jack Hoffman, that someday brain cancer will be dealt with, much like we're dealing with cystic fibrosis, and kids can live normal, happy, and fulfilling lives.
And Boomer, you had the chance to meet a lot of these kids earlier this year when you came to Nebraska for the Team Jack Gala. Can you tell us what that experience was like for you?
It was powerful. We all had tears in our eyes listening to the stories. Obviously, Jack's story alone makes your heart break. There were 800 people that were jammed into the Cornhusker Hotel. It was remarkable. And you sit and you are amazed by these families and the strength that they show. And what the Team Jack Foundation has done is given these families hope. That's what our foundation was all about, was about inspiring cystic fibrosis people to be their best selves and to live their lives to be their best selves. And, you know, that's what we have pushed for. I know that's what the Team Jack Foundation pushes for. All I can tell you is one of the most emotional dinners I've ever been to, and believe you, may have been to thousands of them over the last 30 years. And everybody has a story. Everybody has a powerful story. And this one is truly powerful, because no child should ever be left behind, and certainly no child should have to go through childhood brain cancer.
As always, a great reminder, you know, this day every year, a great reminder of, you know, the Team Jack and all the stuff that's gone along with that, and a sort of a somber reminder of sort of what that family's been through, but a good one too, that, you know, it's been a real, you know, good opportunity, I think, for this state to sort of rally around that and that family. And we do it every year, and we're happy to help out any way we can, and, you know, need your help as well. So, once again, there's a bunch of ways that you can get involved here. I think the easiest way to probably do it is go to teamjackfoundation.org/radiothon. Couple, you know, donate buttons on there, right there. You can call up the number as well, 855-RUN-JACKS. But yeah, it's a great thing every year, and sort of a day where we could all sort of come together on all of this stuff. We will come back. If you guys have any questions on that, we could try to answer them any way you can, but teamjackfoundation.org/radiothon is the best way to go there. All right, we'll come back. We still have the odd news coming up. Sam's not going to join next. He'll join us in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll come back with more on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.